giving you news many aren't talking about. Telling the truth. Truth is the only way to report news. Being honest, making sure we tell the truth. Sharing. We share our info. Supporting our country. Putting America first. We are RTN. Real-time news of the Treasure Coast. We bring you news that many don't talk about. We are real-time news.
Are you looking for real news and the truth? You are invited to join us. Listen to our podcast, Real-Time News of the Treasure Coast. We are RTN, Real-Time News of the Treasure Coast. I am the host, James Powell. You can listen on Anchor FM. That's Anchor FM / T-Coast Real-Time News. Be sure to join us. We cover the latest news, technology, scripture, and prayer. Join us.
Real-time news.
Real news. Real tech. Talking about a real God.
Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. It's time for another podcast with
Real Time News.
With host Real Time News, James Powell.
And we do welcome you to this podcast. This is James, Real Time News of the Treasure Coast. And we actually have we are adapting a little bit different. What we are actually doing is we are not going with live video. We've had some issues with Facebook, so we are going to adapt and try to adjust this so we can go ahead and do our podcast. And then what we will be doing is taking this podcast, downloading it, uploading it to all of our other video channels. And of course, it will not be on YouTube anymore. We are kind of averting that. And but we are doing this a different way, but we welcome you to today's podcast. It is May 14th at the time of this podcast. And we are showing you where we are getting our news from, and we are giving you opportunity to sponsor the show. You can put your business or ministry here, and then we have links below. You can leave us a message on our Anchor FM. And one of the things, after I get this done, the live one done, I will, once it's processed, I will upload it to our Rumble, Anchor, and the different channels that we are on, the BitChute channel. So we're going to try to get this going, and we are really pushing to try to go full-time podcasting. I've been playing around with podcasting a long time, even back in the early 2000s, and I'm determined. I cover, in fact, I'm looking at doing two different podcasts, the news, and then I'm going to do Christian podcasting, ministry podcasting, We're going to see what happens. But if you would like to support us, please go below. It's the JJ Media LLC, paypal.me/JJ Media LLC. We also are offering you $10 per week. We'll put your website link on episode description. I do info videos and we will mention you on each episode. So that being said, let's go ahead and talk about peterslawnservicesfl.com. peterslawnservicesfl.com, that is a local landscaping service here in Hobe Sound, Stuart, Florida. If you need a lawn service, please contact them. You can go to their link below and you can contact them. Also, flaminhotads.net or flaminhotads.com. Flamin' Hot Ads puts your ad on carryout containers. DonMeredithArt.net. DonMeredithArt.net is a local hand-drawn artist. He takes your picture, hand-draws it, and very, very, very good. Of course, my websites, yourchurchpromotions.com and jjmediaonline.net. And I also have a new one I'm bringing out, palministries.com. I haven't got everything done. It's kind of sketchy, to be honest. But all right, we do enjoy bringing you this, and we welcome you to this podcast. And we are going to start out with verse of the day. And I am drinking my coffee, my GC coffee. If you need some coffee, GC coffee here in Hobe Sound is put out by FEA Ministries. GC coffee is supports missionaries, and you buy the coffee and it will automatically support the missionaries that you want. You can select from FEA Ministries. Enough of me rattling. Sorry about that. but let's go to verse of the day. Verse of the day is Acts 13:2. Again, we are not going to have the screenshots. I'm totally transitioning to a new way because I've had a lot of issues with Facebook. So I'm going to try this and see what happens. Verse of the day, Acts 13:2, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Acts 13:2. So we hope that you do start out with the Lord each day. Here's the thoughts on today's verse. Thoughts on today's verse. When people genuinely worship, when they fast, seeking His will, God calls them to service and mission. The Christian worship is not an end in itself, but a launching point and pad to Christian mission. Don't get so caught up in worship experience that you leave it at the door when you walk away. Instead, understand it is to inspire you. It is to inspire you to public worship and service in the world during your everyday life. As you worship with your brothers and sisters, also listen to the words of the songs, the message of the scripture, and the conviction of the Holy Spirit on your heart. God may be calling you to a special mission in your world. Let me tell you, there is nothing better than ministry. Ministry is a great, it's really great. I enjoy it. To be honest, I miss pastoring at times, but I have been filling pulpits. I recently did a revival up in Orlando. So I know I'm rattling a little bit today. I apologize, but I truly enjoy ministry. All right, let's go to the prayer. Father, help me clearly discern your will and following your leading while I am worshiping you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, again, we are trying this a little bit different. We are not going to have the live video. We are going with screenshots and giving you info. If you would like to support us, again, you can go to our link below, paypal.me/JJMediaLLC. And you also, we would like to offer you advertising. And with this advertising, it goes on all videos that we put up. We take this episode, we upload it to our Anchor, our Rumble, our BitChute, and then we have some other channels that were going on, Odyssey, the Our Freedom Tube, and multiple different video channels that we are sharing this podcast on. All right, in today's news from the Bongino Report, Netanyahu vows Hamas will pay very heavy price as violence escalates. And I'm trying to watch this. I'm trying to watch my audio and see how well it does. And I'm noticing when I'm trying to be, you know, I am who I am, but I've just been doing some testing, trying to watch as I talk of news, the audio kilobytes per second drops if I get into something they're watching me very heavily. But Netanyahu vows Hamas will pay very heavy price as violence escalates. The next headline, U.S. pulls out of Kandahar airfield in southern Afghanistan as drawdown continues. So there is a lot of things happening across the world. And the U.S. military this week pulled out of Kandahar airfield, a sprawling base located outside of Afghanistan's second largest city. A U.S. official based in Kabul confirms to Fox News. The last American soldier departed earlier this week. And this is dated, actually, at the time of this recording, this was 2 hours ago. 2 hours ago from FoxNews.com.
Why are people snagging this $89?
And sorry about that. I'm on the news and it went live. But Kandahar Airfield, as it was known to tens of thousands of U.S. troops who passed through over nearly two decades, served as a hub for American forces to push out to more austere forward operating bases and outposts in Afghanistan's volatile south. So they are, according to this article, they are pulling out. So things are changing across the world, and which is what it is. All right, the next article from BonginoReport.com. BonginoReport.com. And this is on Fox News. Fox News linked from his website. The CDC, fully vaccinated people can ditch masks indoors, physical distancing. So that is what can happen. Again, once again, the videos automatically play. Sorry about that. People who are fully vaccinated against coronavirus no longer need to wear masks while indoors or outdoors, or physical distance in either large or small gatherings. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC Director Dr. Raquel Walensky announced during a White House COVID-19 briefing Thursday. Fully vaccinated, and this is directly from Fox News, fully vaccinated individuals are still advised to wear a mask while in crowded indoor settings, such as while on public transportation and in hospitals, prisons, and homeless shelters. You know, honestly, I do not understand what good is it if it doesn't work. I'm just, you know, it's crazy. And I just watched my audio drop just talking about that. All right. The next article, GOP talks of the mask guidelines. Republicans, they questioned the timing of it, and They question the timing of the Centers for Disease Control Prevention's decision to ease indoor mask requirements. They eased it on Thursday. Today is Friday, May 14th. They eased it on Thursday. You see, the article states Biden faced intense pressure this week from lawmakers on both sides of the political aisle who called for decisive actions amid escalating military clashes between Israel and Hamas. And of course, many of you know of the ransomware attack that crippled the largest fuel supplier on the eastern seaboard. I live in Florida. When we heard of the attack, we waited. You know, we've been trying to be cautious, but so far, I don't think we've had a huge, huge outpouring of trouble. So we'll see what happens. But the CDC's announcement led some Republicans, including Rep. Andy Biggs, R. Arizona, to question what prompted this sudden shift in guidance. And here he goes. While the new mask guidance is encouraging, the CDC and the far radical left colleagues, my audio just dropped, only chose to do this to distract from the consequences of the catastrophic policy decisions that have been heard around the world. And again, this is on Fox News too. All right, let's jump to the Gateway Pundit. But before we do that, we're going to go ahead. We've been going for 16 minutes. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back after the break. And we want to remind you, you can put your business, ministry on our podcast. So we would invite you to do that if you would like to. Let me go to the right place here. And I am not finding, this is crazy. I'm trying to go to the right. all right. There we go. That's the problem. All right. We're going to go to break. Sorry about that. We changed all this. And with us changing all this, we are going to try to adjust and have ads and everything. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll go to the Gateway Pundit, and then we'll end with the technology news. But we do thank you for joining us. If you would like to put your advertisement on here, $10 per week, you get a website link on the episode description and one info video created for you. We'll be right back after the...
We are...
MediaOnline.net/MyPatriotSupply. That's JJMediaOnline.net/MyPatriotSupply. You can get your emergency needs and supplies from emergency survival food to survival items, water filtration, air purification. They even have the option of buy now, pay later. And they have the deal of the day. So go to JJMediaOnline.net /MyPatriotSupply. Get your emergency supplies. That way, when an emergency happens, you are prepared. JJMediaOnline.net/MyPatriotSupply. With security always being an ultimate in everyone's life, wanting to keep your family, your wife, your kids, anyone is around you safe. This is where the wise lock comes in. Security is very important in today's home. So I invite you to check out the link, JJMediaOnline.net slash
WYZE Door Lock. That's Wyze Door Lock. And again, Wyze, WYZE, Wyze Door Lock. jjmediaonline.net/WyzeDoorLock. Wyze Door Lock gives you the opportunity to use the Wyze app, where you can make sure, even though you're not home, you can lock your door, you can unlock it, set times, and many more things. And security is very important. So, go to jjmediaonline.net/WyzeDoorLock today. Being in the midst of anything that you do, you always want to have a good entertainment system. One of the best entertainment systems that we know of is Bose. We ask you to go check out this Bose Lifestyle 135 series. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. That's Bose Entertainment. jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. The 135 series is a full home entertainment system, and of course, it only comes with the quality of Bose. Bose Lifestyle 135 series entertainment system is of the highest quality sound, quality made, and you will thoroughly enjoy. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. You will not be sorry.
And we do appreciate you joining us. We are back. And if you have been around us very long, you know that we do like trying to help out small businesses and ministries. So we do appreciate you joining us on this episode. So let's get into the title of the news on Gateway Pundit. The Gateway Pundit. There are a lot of things that are going on around the world. And the first one, as I mentioned that, my audio drops, but let's see. Okay, the title, Breaking, Maricopa County Elections Officials Deleted Entire Database from Voting Machines, Including All Election Information from Main Database with Copy of Senate Letter. So, there's something going on out there.
It is what it is. I think there are things that are going on that will come out eventually.
Wow, my audio just dropped to 13. I might get shut down. We'll see. I'm trying to be very careful because I want to still be bringing news to all of you, the live news. I truly, truly enjoy doing this, so I'm still trying to stay with this. All right, the next article, Joe Biden says, either get the vaccine or wear a mask forever. Well, I'm going to be honest, I haven't worn the only time is medical issues require you, maybe. Here it is. It's all Fauci pseudoscience and does not take into consideration herd immunity. That includes those who already have had the disease. It's a virus with a mortality rate less than the flu for most Americans. Okay, he says, if you're fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. If you're not vaccinated yet, find a shot, mask up until you're fully vaccinated. And, the guys, they're trying to separate us. In fact, I heard an article or a news article from New York, isn't it? One of the baseball stadiums are separating vaccinated and unvaccinated seating. It's crazy. The next article on Gateway Pundit. 9 people injured in Providence, Rhode Island shooting, suspects at large. So this was yesterday at 9 p.m.
Nine people were critically injured in a drive-by shooting Thursday evening in Providence, Rhode Island. The drive-by shooting happened at 7 p.m. in Providence's Washington Park neighborhood, and there was return fire from the house to the vehicles. Providence Police Chief Hugh Clements said the victims are all between ages of 19 and 25. The shooting was not random, and the police chief said the department is familiar with the groups involved. That's really sad. We have a lot of things that are happening in our world, and it's really sad, all the shooting. But I believe in the Second Amendment. My son-in-law is a law enforcement officer, so I truly believe in it, very much so. All right, we're going to end this show with the technology news, and this is from ChristianityToday.com, ChristianityToday.com, and we're going to talk about, you know, something that we all in our churches have had to face is the mask, the vaccinations, and such. So this article talks of how churches can welcome both vaxxed and unvaxxed. The thing of a free society is we can both have our own opinions. That's great. We can disagree and still be friends. That's one thing that probably has we seem to struggle at times with. We can disagree and still be friends. But this article states, this week the number of Americans who have received their first dose of the vaccine will rise to 1/3 of the population. As numbers continue to climb in the U.S. and around the world, and let me see if I can find the date of this. Okay, this is April 7th, so this over a month and a half ago, almost. So this was a while back, of course, over a month ago. So, you know, it's probably even more now. But the numbers continue to climb and around the world. Some churches will have to contend yet another set of pandemic-spurred challenges. At what point will churches churches that have been meeting virtually go back to in-person meetings? There, of course, my church has been back for quite a while, but there are some churches that are still meeting virtual, or they've started back and then they've had to quit and kind of end up going kind of back and forth virtually. And one of the things that this has done, this is a rabbit trail, but one of the things that this has done has created the opportunity for churches to work on their live streaming, which is good. But at what point will churches that have been meeting virtually go back to in-person meetings? At what point will in-person churches drop mask mandates or other COVID protocol? As the vaccine opens up to all U.S. adults, will they start requiring attendees to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test for entry? And will white evangelical resistance to the vaccine subside? I don't quite understand all that, and my audio just dropped. Wow. Okay. So there are a lot of questions when I start talking about different things. Man, my audio drops big time. But just figuring this out, let's all work together. Let's all work together and help each other out. And you can actually love each other, care for each other, and let each other know that you're with them. So that is really big. All right, we do thank you for joining us on this podcast. It's already, the half hour is already up. I'm going to go a little bit over because I'm going to end again with the verse of the day. The verse of the day is Acts 13:2. Acts 13:2, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called." And again, I'm going to end with the prayer from the verse of the day today. Father, please help me clearly discern your will and follow your leading while I am worshiping you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, we do want to invite you again to, if you would like to sponsor us, you can go below in the link and go paypal.me/JJMediaLLC, or you can go put your business name, business or ministry here. You can email me james@jjmediaonline.net. That's james@jjmediaonline.net. You can sponsor this show. We would love to do that, and we'll have you on your link, your business. We'll do a video info, info video, and a website link on every episode description. That for $10 a week, you can sponsor. You can sponsor us. That's a special that we are running. Thanks for joining us. We will catch you on our next episode, and make sure that you share Jesus to each one you meet. Thank you for listening. We ask you to share, subscribe, connect with us on all of our outlets. Thank you again. Have a blessed day. We'll catch you on our next episode.